take this away, but new mornings came with old pain. I prayed every prayer that I knew to pray, but every day ended the same. Oh, how I want this struggle to end, but it just would not go away. And just when I thought things would never change, that's when I heard you say, I'll go through the valley with you, I'll walk on the water with you, I'll hold your hand in the midst of the fight, we'll walk together, and I promise I'll hold you. Together again, there's nothing I wouldn't do. I'll go through the valley with you. Lord, it's hard to pray, thy will done, when it's so hard to let my will go. Lord, I believe that you know what's best, but sometimes I fear the unknown. Here I stand at the fork in the road. Should I go left or go right? And just when I thought I was there all alone, I heard your voice in the night. I'll go through the valley with you, I'll walk on the water with you, of the fight, we'll walk together, and I promise I'll hold you when you need holding, when you are broken, I'll put the pieces together again, there's nothing I wouldn't do.
Well, praise God and God bless you, my family and friends. Thank you for stopping by, hanging out with us right here at GND All Gospel Radio. We're going to be sharing a few Bible stories along the way with some testimonies. Amen. It's always about Jesus right here at GND All Gospel Radio. Let me say God bless my lovely wife for stopping by the chat room. If you're listening in from wherever around the world, come on into the chat room and introduce yourself, and as always, tell us a little bit about your ministry and what God is doing right there for you. You can put it right there in the comment box, or you can give us a shout out by dialing 931 929-0768. Leave your 3-minute pre-recorded testimony, or drop off your prayer request, or what about sharing an uplifting, encouraging Bible verse? We'll share those throughout the broadcast, if not on this one, on upcoming broadcast in the future. But we would love to hear from you. Or you can check out our app, SpeakPipe at GND Radio, and you can leave 5 minutes on that. Amen. So either way, we look forward to hearing from you. May the good Lord just continue to bless you as you continue to be a blessing to others throughout this day. Remember, this is a new day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Let's jerk a testimony out here. Let's see what we got this morning. I believe this is from Brother Boyd. So give it a listen and be blessed in the wonderful, precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Hey, I just wanted to call in and testify what's going on here in Idaho and ask for prayers. This is Brother Evangelist Boyd London. I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. I just took some time today and prayed for many people by name in our ministries. Prayed for Jesus to bless, prosper, heal, and help all of us so we can be blessings to others. And prayed and asked Jesus that he would help us do his will. Matthew 7:21 is going to be very important because many church people are going to stand before Jesus having not done the will of God, and they're going to hear depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So anyhow, I took some time praying for us, praying for Brother Eddie, Sister Pauline, and all of us. Pastor Kent Bachman over there at Truth and Love Ministries says hi to everybody and happy Thanksgiving. They're praying for everybody. They might possibly be able to make it to the Christmas event in December. They don't know yet, but he is planning it sometime in the future. He wants to come down and do video programs again with Brother Eddie, even if they don't make it to the Christmas thing at some point, as he's able to. They're busy doing a lot of ministry work, helping people and a lot of stuff there at Truth and Love Ministries. The great people for Jesus there at Truth and Love Ministries, Pastor Kenneth and Sister Teresa Bachman. But just wanted to let you know that they're praying for everybody also, and they thank you all for the prayers. And we thank you for the prayers for all of us here, from Mom Jerry. She recently just had cataract eye surgeries on both eyes and a throat and stomach surgery. She's been having some trouble with double vision. So she went and they got her some special glasses with prisms that's kind of helping with that. She saw the doctors yesterday, but she prayed, thanks you for the prayers for her eyes to be healed. And she's got a small cyst in her left eye that needs healed, so she doesn't have to have surgery on that. But Mom Jerry says happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and she's praying for everybody, and she thanks you for the prayers. And we are praying for you all. Like I said, I just spent some time praying for all of us today again. And we need those prayers. I know Brother Eddie asked for prayers. We love Brother Eddie. I've been doing this for many years with him. And we need those prayers. We really do. Please keep us in prayers. We're still busy here working on some firewood. This is our last day, I think, of no snow here. We had a big snowstorm that came in, or a big storm that came in just a little while back here. And it ended up being warmer, so it just rained and rained and rained, and everything's all muddy from the rain here. But we have another big storm coming in for the next 3 days, and it's going to be cold. This one's going to put the snow down, so we're going to be buried in snow here for the rest of the winter starting tonight. So we're busy getting ready for that, and keep us in prayers. I'm not going to be doing a whole lot over on Facebook because we're busy here, and boy, we're just getting so much persecution, and people don't like me and don't like us over on that Facebook. So Jesus told me to kind of stay away from those people that are angry at us on that Facebook. We get so much persecution, Brother Eddie and I and Pastor Kenneth Bachman, as we try to call people to do the will of God, which is kind of funny because it seems like people want to hear the truth and want to get excited about Jesus and live for Jesus, but a lot of people don't want to do that. But when I can, I'll be on there sharing the Christian radio programs. I try to share those over there in the GD All Gospel Radio group, and we share those over on Brother Eddie's page at times. And Jesus has told me again that Christian radio ministry is very important. If anybody would like to call in or help out with this ministry in any way, you will be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen, Brother Boyd. We thank you for taking time to call in. As always, we continue to pray for you and your family there in Idaho. And I know that you're praying for us, as you have told us many times. And we thank you for that, because we are to pray one for another. We are to pray for all men everywhere. Amen. So thank you, Brother Boyd. We love you, and just encourage you to keep on keeping on. Amen. Because it's all about Jesus. Amen. God's not dead, friend. He is working actively and powerfully in the lives of his people. We pray that you be his people. All right, give this a listen, and Lord willing, we'll be back in a little bit as we continue to uplift Jesus right here in word, song, and testimony. We're going to be doing a new thing we're adding into our broadcast. It's Biblical Stories with a Lesson. So Let us know if you enjoy these and if they inspire you. You can leave it in the comment box or you can give us a shout out at 931-229-0768. We just look so forward to hearing from you. Come aboard, come on into the chat room, or give us a shout out. Either way, we truly look forward to hearing from you. So give this a listen. We'll be back, good Lord willing, just in a little bit. Be blessed in Jesus' name. My friends and family, be blessed. Welcome to Biblical Stories with Lessons. Friend, we are here for you, for people who are searching for answers, who are ready to prove all things, or who are hungry for more than what they've been taught most of their lives about God, the Bible, the meaning of life, and how to live. We want to help you truly understand the good news of the gospel, and in doing so, fulfilling Jesus Christ's words that we are to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Friends, obedience to God is necessary. We cannot serve God on our own terms, no matter how much we want to. Friends, Scripture is full of stories of men and women who teach us the result of both righteous and wicked behavior. We can learn a lot from both examples, how to be and how not to be, how our obedience or disobedience affects our lives and that of others. Obedience to God is necessary. Welcome in Biblical Stories with Lessons. Let us begin our first biblical story with a lesson talking about Cain and Abel. So let me begin with Cain and Abel if I could. You may already know this story, but stay with me till the end because it will give you, well, something to ponder. Remember, these are biblical stories that relate to everyday life. That's what I want to be sharing in these new biblical stories with a lesson. You see, Cain and Abel, if you remember, they were the sons of Adam and Eve. And they had never experienced the beautiful Garden of Eden. You see, their parents had sinned before they were born, but they had undoubtedly heard stories. I mean, it is strange how the Bible does not tell us much about Adam and Eve after they are cast out of the garden. Did they beg for forgiveness? Did they live in sorrow and regret? I wonder, what did they tell their children? Now, we do know that Adam and Eve taught their children about God and that God still wanted to be a part of their lives. We know this because both Cain and Abel bring sacrifices to God. Now, these sacrifices must be an animal, if you stop and think about it. I mean, after all, it is the blood that atones. And God made the first animal sacrifice when He killed it to clothe Adam and Eve. And it's been the same down through the years. You see, Cain decides he wants to, well, go a different route and brings vegetables to God. Adam sticks to the rules and brings lambs. I mean, think about it. Have you ever done things your own way and gone against God's plan? You see, God gets angry at Cain for his disobedience, but accepts Abel's sacrifice. This upsets Cain. He wanted to be accepted by God on his own terms. But sorry, it just doesn't work that way. As in the case with jealousy and anger, Listen, they ate away at Cain until he kills Abel. Now, of course, that doesn't solve Cain's problems because now he's in even more trouble. So, think about this. How do we apply this to our own lives? You see, I mean, this is a very reliable story right in the beginning because obedience to God is necessary. Listen, we cannot serve God on our own terms, no matter how much we want to. And I want you to think about something. You see, the same attitude that we're in Cain and Abel are in us. Now, ask yourself, which is stronger in you, Cain or Abel? Obedience or disobedience? You see, we have the same choices as Cain and Abel. To obey or not obey. So, which do you think worked out the better? If you've read the story, and if you're studying your Bible, you know the answer. Obedience to God is always better than disobedience. So, something for you to ponder today. If we're going to seek the kingdom of God first and His righteousness, that requires obedience to His word, to His promises. Obedience to God is necessary. Remembering that this is a new day the Lord has made, let us, the people of God, rejoice in it and give God all the praise, glory, and the honor. Because, friends, sooner than you realize, the clock is going to stop. Either by death or the catching away, we will find ourselves, each and every one of us, standing before the Lord thy God. Now, we're either going to hear Him say, enter in, or we're going to hear Him say, depart from us, you workers of iniquity. You see, when sin is done with you and I and whosoever, it brings forth death. This is something that you should consider very important in your life, because we must be born again, or we shall not see nor enter into the kingdom of God. And if we're born again, being led by the Spirit of God, yes, being led by the Spirit of God, because if we're not led by the Spirit of God, then friends, we're in trouble. Leaning to self and trying to serve God on our own terms. It doesn't work out for nobody that I can find in the Word of God that rebels against the Word of God and tries to serve Him on their own terms. You see, it requires us to be obedient to God's Word and promises. Obedience to God is necessary. If you're alive today, you've been given free will to choose whom will you serve. As you ponder this thought throughout this day, know that we've all fallen short of the glory of God. Know that we all are sinners in need of a Savior. But we must go to Him on His terms. Repentance with a broken heart, contrite spirit, and sorrowful repentance. See, we must be real or we're about to be left. We must be all in or we're not in. So you ponder this today. Where do you stand with God? Have you really repented? Have you really applied the Word of God to your life? Are you more than a hearer? Are you a doer? Denying yourself daily, picking up your cross and following after Jesus. You see, it's your choice. So, friend, choose you this day. Whom will you serve? What attitude do you have? Do you have Abel or Cain's attitude? Think on these things. We pray you make the right decision, that you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If you do not know Him, knowing that today is the day of salvation, this is the appointed and acceptable time. Choose you this day. Whom will you serve? If you'll go to Him in obedience to His Word, He will in no wise cast you out, friend. He'll take you, make you, and shape you into what He has called for you to be. A child, a son or a daughter of the King of Kings. As you ponder it, I pray that you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior this day.
Eve had two children, Adam, her husband. They grew into men as the years went on by. And Cain was a farmer, but Abel a shepherd, when the time for their offering to God had drawn nigh. Now Abel, he heeded the voice of the Spirit, and his offering in faith was the life of a lamb. But Cain offered grain, and his gift was rejected, for it came from the will and the pride of a man. Cain said the Lord, now why are you angry? When no one has hurt you or done you wrong, if you change and do right, you will still be accepted. Sin wants to snare you and you must be strong. Sin wants to have you, but you must be strong. Spurning the chance to repent and find favor, preferring his pride and refusing to yield, Cain gave his heart up to rage and envy, till he murdered his brother one day in the field. Cain said the Lord, now where is your brother? Did you think you could murder and never be found? You're cursed by the earth for this crime you've committed, for the voice of his love is crying out from the ground. Cain wandered far from his home and his people, eastward from Eden to the country of Nod. Spent all his years as an exile and stranger, away from the presence and the blessing of God. So learn now a lesson from Cain and his folly, through pride, hate, and jealousy only comes wrong. Envy and anger will end in disaster. They're waiting to snare you, so watch and be strong. Sin wants to have you, so watch and be strong.
But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus' evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Luke 16:25. The rich man had all that he needed for a pleasant, easy life, but Lazarus was simply desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Lazarus was apparently a humble man, for he sought only what the rich man discarded. These crumbs wouldn't have been expensive to give to the beggar. It would have required only some effort and time. In this story, the crumbs were food. But for us today, other things could be crumbs. A visit to someone who is sick, a phone call to an elderly person confined at home, a card of encouragement for a widow, taking a meal to a family that has suffered misfortune. Simply offering a listening ear, a smile, or a thank you. Are we too busy for these things? The rich man and Lazarus both died. In the realm of departed souls, Father Abraham reminded the rich man of how different his former life had been from Lazarus's life. Then he said, but now, and described the great reversal of their condition. A similar reversal is evident in the judgment scene of Matthew 25:31-46. The righteous had done good deeds, but they were paralyzed. Oh, my bad. They were puzzled by the king's words and asked, when saw we thee? The wicked had neglected good deeds and were also puzzled by the king's words. So they too asked, when saw we thee? The two groups received contrasting rewards according to their works. No matter how lowly we have been in serving others for Christ's sake, we will be greatly exalted when we hear the words, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Luke 6:21-25. I hope everybody has a blessed day.
Thank you. That was my lovely daughter, Jessica Merle. We do appreciate that, and thank you. May God continue to bless you, girl. Well, I don't know what that was. Something cut in on me. Praise God. But it's all right. We got this. We're going to go on as we continue to uplift Jesus right here at GND, All Gospel Radio, in word, song, and testimony.
The children of Israel stood by the Red Sea, from the young to old and all in between. Pharaoh's army was in hot pursuit. The clock was ticking, it was win or lose. Waves became walls from out of the blue. It had to be God. It had to be God. I know it was God. No luck, not a chance or happenstance. It was God. When you're up against the odds, the battle's not yours but God's. Soon you'll be saying too, it had to be God. Sometimes it feels like there's no way out, but keep on walking by faith and not doubt. Just a matter of time and you'll see, dark cloud will move and in the sun you'll be. Singing and shouting the song of victory. It had to be God. It had to be God. I know it was God. No luck, not a chance or happenstance. It was God. When you're up against the odds, the battle's not yours but God's. Soon you'll be saying too, it had to be God. When you're up against the odds, the battle's not yours but God's. Soon you'll be saying too, it had to be God. It had to be God. I know it was God. Had to be God.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. And the sound of his voice is so sweet that the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. Joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever.
Getting on my kids, I could have sworn it was my old man. So I called him up and we shared a laugh. He said, son, now you understand. Boy, it goes so fast. Don't let these moments pass. Floors will get scratched up, walls will get marked up, a ball's gonna wind up breaking a vase. Floors can be sanded, walls can be painted, and a vase can be replaced. You can never get back this day. How tired his voice had grown. The strongest man I ever knew had let this moment pass. Floors will get scratched up, walls will get marked up, a ball's gonna wind up breaking a vase. Floors can be sanded, walls can be painted, and a vase can be replaced. You can never get back this day.
Southern and country gospel music 24/7. We're Texas Gospel.
When I go to church on Sunday, I'm so satisfied. Lost in love and sweet contentment soon as I'm inside. Fragrance of this holy place, the hymn so sweet and dear. I can feel God's Spirit working everywhere. I get that Sunday feeling all week long. With faith you'll find that nothing can go wrong. If you will pray a lot, sing a lot, read His Word each day, you'll get that Sunday feeling every day. Satan makes my life so miserable. My burdens grow so heavy and unbearable. Then I bow my head in prayer and sing a hymn or two. And get that Sunday feeling Wednesday too. I get that Sunday feeling all week long. With faith you'll find that nothing can go wrong. If you will pray a lot, sing a lot, read His Word each day, you'll get that Sunday feeling every day. You get that Sunday feeling every day.
You let me in. Was there food on the table? For a down and out friend. Did you hide in the shadows? Or did you walk in the sun? Things left undone. Somebody heart, you let foolish pride keep you apart. Why didn't you learn how to forgive someone? So many years passed. Beautiful shore.
Welcome to Biblical Stories with Lessons. Friend, we are here for you, for people who are searching for answers, who are ready to prove all things, or who are hungry for more than what they've been taught most of their lives about God, the Bible, the meaning of life, and how to live. We want to help you truly understand the good news of the gospel, and in doing so, fulfilling Jesus Christ's words that we are to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Friends, obedience to God is necessary. We cannot serve God on our own terms, no matter how much we want to. Friends, Scripture is full of stories of men and women who teach us the result of both righteous and wicked behavior. We can learn a lot from both examples, how to be and how not to be, how our obedience or disobedience affects our lives and that of others. Obedience to God is necessary. Welcome in Biblical Stories with Lessons. The story of David and Goliath is one of the first we tell our children. I mean, what young person would not be fascinated by the story of a shepherd boy killing a mighty giant? But I'm going to ask you to apply this story to your life today as you think on this. I mean, I know you're not a shepherd boy, and there are no giants around here that, physical giants that I know of. But let's break this down unto, today's living. You see, we have two main characters. We have David and Goliath. We also have God. You see, the children of Israel and the Philistine army. Now, let's just say for a moment, you are David. I mean, you're a simple shepherd boy, the youngest in your family. You've never been to war, but you have spent a lot of time alone in the fields talking to God. Maybe you don't understand the way the real world works, but you do recognize evil. Now, let's take a look at Goliath. I mean, he's huge. Some say even 10 foot tall. And, he's knowledgeable about war. He's skilled in the art of killing. And he has no conscience whatsoever. He doesn't care about your God. And he has a strong dislike for your people. Now, let's take this story applicable to our life. Maybe to your life right now, today. You see, we're going to see Goliath as not a person, but as something else in your life. I mean, everyone's Goliath is different, but they all have a common theme. They are evil, and they are preventing us from victory. They are interested in our destruction. But see, we got to think, because your Goliath, it might be a sin, a big distraction, an addiction, a person, or something blocking you emotionally. They are standing between you and where you need to be in your relationship with God. David has a secret. You see, he may look like a simple young man, but he has a weapon that is more powerful than modern weapons of war. He has God. Something to ponder. Do you have God? Are you seeking the first the kingdom of God and His righteousness in your life? God is more powerful than any weapons of war. And just like the Goliath in the story, your Goliath cannot be, well, defeated without God. You see, David couldn't count on the Israelite army to help him. They had been, well, cowering over in the corner for weeks. I mean, his help was God and God alone. Physically, he was completely alone on the field. But spiritually, he was mightier than anyone else there because of his relationship with God. See, there is a place you need to reach in order to, well, slay your Goliath. Move your mountain. See, we must grow in our faith to the point that we are mightier than the giant we face. Through Christ, we are more than conquerors. Something to ponder about. As you think about the story of David and Goliath, and think about all the different types of Goliath that we face in our life, financial Goliath, broken relationships, whatever you may be facing today, with God on your side, through Christ Jesus, our precious Lord and Savior, we are more than conquerors. But friend, it comes down to the final question: who do you serve? See, you must be born again. Friend, or you will not see nor taste the kingdom of heaven. You will not defeat no Goliaths in your life without God. Oh, you may run away from them, and you may hide for a little while, and you may feel a moment of peace, but you don't have peace. Just a moment is not enough. As you decide today, what are you going to do about the giant that stands in your way? Remember, with God on your side, there's nothing impossible. And if you would accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, realizing and recognizing that He said He would never leave us, never abandon us, never forsake us, He will go to the end of the ages with us, and He wants you to put on the armor of God. He wants you to get fully dressed today, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. If we would recognize and realize that we can't do nothing without the Lord. Friend, stand today with Christ. Face your giant. As you stand on the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation through, knowing that you, through Him, are more than a conqueror. We're praying for you. We'd love to rejoice with the angels and you and your family. If you have realized that you've grown cold on God, and you need to come back like the prodigal son, as you gather your senses together, realizing that you have sinned against God and man and self, and you need to come back to your Father's house. When you take that first step, He will run and meet you right there. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, hear a good news. Today is the day of salvation. This is the appointed and acceptable time. Right now, right there, right where you're at, just as you are, He'll take you. If you'll go to Him with a broke heart, a contrite spirit, and sorrowful repentance, reach up, friend, and take a hold of the unchangeable hand of the great I Am. And be like David the rest of the days of your life, knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that with Christ you are more I said, knowing that you are more. That you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. If you would, whisper up some prayers today for all listening into the broadcast. My lovely daughter, Jessica Murrow, my son-in-law, and granddaughter and great-granddaughter, I believe, are traveling back from Chattanooga today. From the baby, Faithland, had a doctor's appointment, so please pray travel mercy on them that they make it back home safe. Amen. And any out there traveling today, take a moment and pray for all men everywhere. And if these programs are helping you and encouraging you, we would love to hear from you. Pick up the phone, dial 931-229-0768. You get 3 minutes per phone call. Just simply obey the Lord as you drop off your prayer request or share an uplifting, encouraging Bible verse. Or maybe just part of your testimony, for we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. You too can be like David, victorious as you face your giant with Christ, standing with your feet on the rock. Know that we love you. We continue to pray for you. We ask that you take a moment to whisper a prayer up for us here at G&D All Gospel Radio as we continue in word, song, and testimony to uplift Jesus. It's all about Jesus.
Yeah, I got problems, big giants, call them Goliath, whoa. They try to break me, they try to take me away. Like it's way too much. So my tears, I wipe them. I can't change my past, my future's open. I'm determined to write it. I am David, I'm a fighter. I can't defeat my demons and challenges. No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I gotta keep battling. I just gotta remember, the bigger the challenge, the closer you are. It's always darkest before the dawn. I can win again, cause I won before.
Oh, yeah. It's me, you kings, my giants. My giants. Going down.
Jerry Vaden from Crossville, Tennessee. Thank God for another day that wasn't promised. Thank him for taking this long-time alcoholic and making him sober 3.5 years now. Praise God. I just, please pray for my kids and my grandkids, and I have an unspoken request.
There's a homemade cross on the side of Lake Road. Cleared the weeds just a day ago. It's where I lost my friend. If you gave me power, I could lose it all. Tower just to watch it fall. But when my world's in pieces, I know I found the secret to confidence when my back's against the wall. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. There is nothing that can take my
chimes of time ring out the news. Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell.
was that someone you may have lost or added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you. And with arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can. There is no night, for in His light you'll never walk alone. Always feel at home wherever you may roam. And there is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Take Him at His promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you. And with arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do.
Everyone's having a wonderful, blessed day. I want to come on here today and thank the Lord for waking me up and giving me another day. I want to thank God. Y'all pray for me for safe travels. I've got to go from Crossville to Gallatin, Tennessee to pick up my two youngest sons. From there, from Gallatin, Tennessee to Bowling Green, Kentucky to my oldest sons for Thanksgiving. And I want to thank God for restoring only what He could do. Only God could restore our relationships. Only God can restore this mother and son's relationship. And whew, I can't thank Him enough for what He's done. What the enemy thought that he could take and destroy, God put back and restored and prospered and give 10 times more abundantly of what it was before. And I thank him for that. So I thank God for giving me my relationship back and for giving me, you know, my children. But I wanted to read Mornings with God. This one's titled, Blessing Those Who Hurt You. God, when someone hurts me, I don't feel like blessing him or her. Remind me what your word teaches about love. Love keeps no record or wrongs. Love forgives. It restores. Love tries again. Love lets it go. Love blesses even when it's not my turn to bless. Give me a spirit of love that triumphs evil and allow me to bless those who hurt me. I can only do so in the power, in your power. It is easy to lash out or to walk away when you are hurt. It takes the power of Christ in you to bless someone who causes you pain. 1 Peter 3:9. Don't render evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrarize blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. You know, no matter what, we should never render evil evil, because that's not the mind of Christ. That's not the character of Christ. That's not what Christ would do. Like I said yesterday, I always remind myself, what would Jesus do? Yes, people are going to hurt you. People are going to let you down. But you know what? God won't never let you down. He is there for us to turn to every time. He is there to hold us, comfort us, and guide us and lead us. And we have to suffer for his sake. It's written. It's not going to change for nobody. It's not going to change for you. It's not going to change for me, the word of God. And we're to endure.
Amen. Sister Carnell, thank you for your obedience and sharing that with us this morning. And you definitely have our prayers from all of us right here at GND All Gospel Radio as you are on the road. It is an awesome thing to watch God restore relationships. That's what he does. If we'll let him, if we'll let go and let God be God in our life. Amen. Let's all remember, if we could today, this new day that the Lord has made, let us remember that obedience to God is necessary. It really is. Now, let's don't get it confused. Amen. Because you can't work your way into heaven. You can't be good enough. But we must be obedient to God. But we, without Christ, well, if we don't have Christ, then we're dead. But with Christ, we shall have life and life more abundantly. For whom the Son is set free is free indeed. But obedience to God is necessary in our life. You're alive today, not by accident, not by chance, but because God is working in your life. His grace, his mercy, love, and forgiveness. Let us show that to others. And then watch God restore relationships. Revive his people, renew us, refresh us as we walk in this new day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, the people of God, the children of the King. Be glad in it, giving God all the praise, glory, and the honor, for truly it is due him. Amen. Sister Carnell made it into the chat room. I believe she said, she's saying hi, everybody, and God bless you. Made it to Bowling Green. All right. Amen. Praise God. We pray that your travels go safe and that you continue to just shine your light bright. Amen. And enjoy the time that God has given you with your family throughout this Thanksgiving. We've got much to be thankful for. We truly do. Those of us that are, walking with Christ, then you know what I'm saying. Amen. But those that are not, it's a sad day. But it don't have to be that way. If there's life, there's hope, and his name is Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Listen, we cannot serve God on our own terms, no matter how much we want to. So pray for me as we continue on with those new Bible stories with a lesson we'll be sharing throughout different broadcasts. you know, just to encourage people to really recognize and realize that we need the Lord more than we need the air that we're breathing right now. Amen. Amen. Cornell is saying here in the chat room, I believe, I got to go, two younger boys as well. Praise God. Yes. Amen. Amen. Be safe in your travels with the Lord, and, continue to obey God, because no matter what the world tells us, from Genesis to Revelation through shows us that obedience to God is necessary if you want the blessings of God, if you want the promises. You see, he's a God that keeps his word. But we do have a part to do if we live past that knee-bending, altar, most marvelous time in our life when we accepted Christ. If we get up, he's got a work in the kingdom for you and I to do until he calls us out. So stay faithful, stay true. Remember that we are a light. And like the candle, you're set up high in the room that everybody could see. Don't put a bushel over your light, but let this world see your good works that they may glorify our Father which is in heaven. And in order to do that, you must be born again. Obedience to God is necessary. Let me share another testimony here, if I may. Let's see if I can get over here to it. I've had to refresh everything. And it's becoming a challenge for me to remember where everything is now. Yeah, so pray for me as I learn the new places this thing has put things. But give this a listen. Be blessed. Lord willing, we'll be right back as we continue to uplift Jesus right here at GND All Gospel Radio in word, song, and testimony.
Hey, I just wanted to call in and testify what's going on here in Idaho. Ask for prayers. This is Brother Evangelist Boyd London. I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. I just took some time today and prayed for many people by name in our ministries. Prayed for Jesus to bless, prosper, heal, and help all of us so we can be blessings to others. And prayed and asked Jesus that he would help us do his will. Matthew 7:21. It's going to be very important because many church people are going to stand before Jesus having not done the will of God. And they're going to hear, depart from me, you that work iniquity. So anyhow, I took some time praying for us, praying for Brother Eddie, Sister Pauline, and all of us. Pastor Kent Bachman over there at Truth and Love Ministries says hi to everybody and happy Thanksgiving. They're praying for everybody. They might possibly be able to make it to the Christmas event in December. They don't know yet, but he is planning it sometime in the future. He wants to come down and do video programs again with Brother Eddie, even if they don't make it to the Christmas thing at some point, as he's able to. They're busy doing a lot of ministry work, helping people and a lot of stuff there at Truth and Love Ministries. The great people for Jesus there at Truth and Love Ministries, Pastor Kenneth and Sister Teresa Bachman. But just wanted to let you know that they're praying for everybody also, and they thank you all for the prayers. And we thank you for the prayers for all of us here, from Mom Jerry. She recently just had cataract eye surgeries on both eyes and a throat and stomach surgery. She's been having some trouble with double vision. So she went and they got her some special glasses with prisms that's kind of helping with that. She saw the doctors yesterday, but she prayed. Thank you for the prayers for her eyes to be healed. And she's got a small cyst in her left eye that needs healed, so she doesn't have to have surgery on that. But Mom Jerry says happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and she's praying for everybody, and she thanks you for the prayers. And we are praying for you all. Like I said, I just spent some time praying for all of us today again, and we need those prayers. I know Brother Eddie asked for prayers. We love Brother Eddie. I've been doing this for many years with him, and we need those prayers. We really do. Please keep us in prayers. We're still busy here working on some firewood. This is our last day, I think, with no snow here. We had a big snowstorm that came in, or a big storm that came in just a little while back here, and it ended up being warmer, so it just rained and rained and rained, and everything's all muddy from the rain here. But we have another big storm coming in for the next 3 days, and it's going to be cold. This one's going to put the snow down, so we're going to be buried in snow here for the rest of the winter starting tonight. So we're busy getting ready for that, and keep us in prayers. I'm not going to be doing a whole lot over on Facebook because we're busy here, and boy, we're just getting so much persecution, and people don't like me and don't like us over on that Facebook. So Jesus told me to kind of stay away from those people that are angry at us on that Facebook. We get so much persecution, Brother Eddie and I and Pastor Kenneth Bachman, as we try to call people to do the will of God, which is kind of funny because it seems like people want to hear the truth and want to get excited about Jesus and live for Jesus, but a lot of people don't want to do that. But when I can, I'll be on there sharing the Christian radio programs. I try to share those over there in the GD All Gospel Radio group, and we share those over on Brother Eddie's page at times. And Jesus has told me again that Christian radio ministry is very important. If anybody would like to call in or help out with this ministry in any way, you will be blessed. In Jesus' name.
Amen, Brother Boyd. We love you. I think I played that one earlier in the broadcast, but it's worth a double take. Amen. We just continue to pray for Mama Jerry there, that that double vision, God will take care of that. Amen. As always, the great physician that leaves no scars, and his name is Jesus. Amen. So we continue to stand in agreement with prayer for Mama Jerry there in Idaho, and we pray that you get through this winter as you continue to work that firewood and doing the things that's necessary. We've got a part to do. I mean, if you want to stay warm, you got to put some wood on the fire, right? Amen. And you got to get the wood to have it to put on the fire. So we've got things we have to do, and there's work in the kingdom. Amen. And if you live past that knee-bending altar experience of accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, obedience to God is important. And we've got from Genesis to Revelation to really look at all the different examples of what obeying God brings. If we surrender to Him, not our will to be done, but His will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven. If we let go and let God be God, oh, the blessings, you just can't count them. Even if you try to count them, you can't count them. God is so good. Amen. So remember, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, please hear a truth. Today is the day of salvation. This is the appointed and acceptable time right now, right there, right where you're at. If you'll simply repent of your sins, reach up, reach out, and take a hold of the unchangeable hand of the great I Am. And knowing that those that hold on and endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Yeah, Sister Carnell hit it in her testimony when she was sharing the reading this morning. She said, we're going to have some persecution. I mean, we're gonna be persecuted. Don't count that strange. Brother Boyd, you know enough of the word. We don't need to count that strange. No, friend, let's remember that He said, we shall be. We shall be. We. Who's the we? Talking about us, the people of God. Anybody that is on fire for the Lord shall be persecuted. That is a word from God to the people of God. Don't count that strange. Raise your hands up and just thank God, because we are blessed when they persecute us falsely. For the gospel and His name's sake, we are blessed beyond measure. Amen. We will do some enduring. But those that hold on, those that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. We got to share the good news. We got to stay positive and speak life. For we have the power of life and death in our tongue. Let us speak life. Let us encourage others that no matter how far down you are, no matter how far backslidden you are, that today is a new day the Lord has made. Friend, new opportunities. So choose this day. Whom will you serve? If you're not serving Christ, then you're in trouble. If you're not born again, you shall not see nor enter into the kingdom of heaven. See, friend, you must be born again. Ain't that good news? Brand new. I mean, pull off the old coat, put on the new. Amen. You rise up a new creature in Christ Jesus. Praise God. The things I used to would do, I don't do no more. Well, praise God. Anyway, I love you guys. Thank you for spending some time with us. I think I got one more testimony. Let me go ahead and see. And I think it's from Brother Boyd as well. Yeah, it's all I got today downloaded. Let me go ahead and play this, share it with you. Amen. And then I'll be back, good Lord willing, just in a moment with some closing information. We want to make a few announcements about the street feed last night. It was awesome. Wow, it was just, God was just showed up and showed out. That's all I can say. And a few more announcements before we go. But once again, it's all about Jesus right here at GND, All Gospel Radio. Give this a listen and be blessed in Jesus' name, my friends and family. Be blessed.
I want to do a message called We've Been Doing This for Many Years. Myself, Brother Evangelist Boyd Thomas London, and Brother Bishop Eddie Chaney and Pastor Kenneth Bachman over there at Truth and Love Ministries. We get a lot of persecution, people telling us to shut the Christian radio ministries down, and people get kind of upset as we try to preach the truth. in 2 Timothy chapter 4, that heaped around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear because of their own lust. They've turned away from the truth and turned aside to fables. And as I'm specifically praying that we can do the will of God and preach things that'll lead us to do the will of God so we won't be those many workers of iniquity in Matthew 7, 21 to 23. We preach and say things that'll lead us to truly follow after Jesus and come out of the world and do the will of God. And a lot of people get upset when they hear that, when we're not preaching like those guys out there saying, you know, 99% of people are good and saved and anybody who believes in Jesus goes to heaven and just live in sin and live for everything in the world. Don't come out of the world from James 4:4. Just live for yourself and go right into heaven. When in reality, many people doing this are probably going to hear, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And Luke 9:23, if anyone will come after you, they must deny themselves, take up their cross daily and follow him. If you keep your life for yourself, you're going to lose the end. If you give up your life for me and the gospel's purposes, you're going to keep it in the end. Hi, Brother Vantage Boy Thomas London used to be on Facebook and had groups and ran groups of like 20 or 30,000 people in there. And we did all kinds of writings we put in there and spiritual posts and stuff. And then Jesus pulled me off of there to pretty much focus on Christian radio ministry. He told me it's very important because there's only 31% of people in our world that are Christians. And we got billions of people in our world that need to hear the gospel. And Christian radio is downloaded by people all around the world. We're impacting people all around the world. You're having a far greater impact than you could ever have just posting on Facebook some Jesus Loves You pictures on Facebook and Christian radio ministry. We can actually preach the gospel to the entire world. And Jesus has told me, Brother Evangelist Boy Thomas London, Brother Bishop Eddie Chaney, and Pastor Kenneth Blockman, that Christian radio ministry is very important. No matter what people say or how much they persecute us or come against us, recently just deleted years of programs at G&E All Gospel Radio when we were doing programs called like Why Won't You Call In or Why Wouldn't You Help with Christian Radio. They came in and deleted the programs instead of helping. But I just want to let people know we've been doing this for years. I was in the Air Force and military, worked with advanced weapon systems, got into flying planes and stuff like that too. And while I was in the military, I turned my heart and life over to Jesus because I knew that I could die. And I went over to the Middle East and people wanted to kill us over there because we were in the military and they wanted to kill us for being Christians. It was illegal to be a Christian, but Jesus always protected us and kept us safe. And we were able to do church services. While we were in the military and did the military work, the military let us do church services and stuff also. We could get together and have gatherings and do church services there too. And we did that where it was illegal to be a Christian. I've got that experience. I praise and I thank and I glorify God. And I got out and helped out campus ministry, a lot of different churches. My parents were on staff at Amazing Grace Fellowship Church here in Idaho, ran the preschool program for years. My mom's a retired school teacher. My dad was in the Forest Service. I went through a thing where someone ran into my car at 60 miles per hour. My back was severely injured. I got into writing books. I wrote 3 Christian books. I'm a Christian author and did a lot of stuff to reach out to people that way. But I've done a lot of stuff to help out ministries. And quite a few years back, I met Brother Bishop Eddie Chaney. He got me involved preaching on Christian radio ministry. And over the years, Jesus has told me that Christian radio ministry is very, very important to evangelizing this world. And I met Pastor Kenneth Blockman. I've been doing Truth and Love Ministries for years with him. I mean, we've done hundreds and hundreds and thousands of programs and messages over the years. We know of people with drug addiction problems that have heard the programs and got saved. We got people in drug rehab programs listening to the Christian radio ministry programs now that are trying to turn to Jesus and get saved. We got people in countries all around the world that are downloading and listening to the programs. And I'm telling you that we've been doing this for years. Myself, Brother Evangelist Boy Thomas London, Brother Bishop Eddie Chaney, and Pastor Kenneth Blockman, and over Jesus has told me that he is very happy with us preaching the gospel through Christian radio ministry. It's absolutely doing the will of God. Go in the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and they went forth and preached everywhere. And we can preach to the world on Christian radio ministry. And Jesus is very excited and happy whenever we do Christian radio ministry programs. No matter how much they persecute us or how much they won't help or how much they want the programs shut down, it doesn't matter what men think or say. Jesus is happy with Christian radio ministry, and Jesus wants this world evangelized through Christian radio ministry. And if you want to participate, you can help us do the will of God. Do the will of God. Do the will of God. Get the gospel. Preach the world is what Jesus wants. Doing the will of God. And I'm just doing a message right now because I'm fired up too, and so is Brother Eddie, and so is Pastor Kenneth Blockman. But Jesus is very happy with Christian radio ministry, and we've been doing this for years.
Amen and amen, Brother Boyd. I tell you, I look so forward to your call-ins. I tell you, friend, it does my heart good to hear people that is on fire, that is willing. Yes, I said you got to be willing, that is willing to take the persecution for the gospel's sake. Yeah, you got to count the cost to follow Christ. because he tells us plain, we shall be persecuted. Don't count that strange. No, raise your hands up and begin to praise God that we've been found guilty as being Christians, Christ-like. If you're living a Christian life, if you have humbled yourself under the mighty hand of God, and you are more than a hearer of the word, but a doer, then friend, you shall be persecuted. People are going to laugh, make fun. Oh my God, he mentioned about the archive that they deleted. 10 years worth of radio archives. But you know, as I watched that and come back and built the new YouTube channel and the new GNDL Gospel Radio just a few months back. We're a couple of months now up and running, all new. But you know, God's got it. I mean, God's got it. Amen? And what the devil meant for harm, God's going to turn that around. We got to stay focused on the gospel. We got to continue. Whether anybody ever helps us or not, that has nothing to do with what I do. I do what I do because I'm doing it unto the Lord. I love him. And I went all in with Christ. I pray that you have today, friend. If you're all in with Christ, you're more than a conqueror, as we shared throughout this broadcast. Realize and recognize who you are if you're a child of the King, or, oh my God, that you're a son or a daughter of the Most High. We got no reason to complain about the attacks on our ministry. None whatsoever. This is nothing. There's people that's losing their life. I mean, they're burning houses, bombing houses around the world, killing everybody in the house because they confess Jesus Christ. I mean, what we're facing is nothing right now, but it's coming. It's coming. It's already spreading through America. But count the cost to follow Christ. Amen. And most people really don't count the cost. They really don't. They just, and there's a lot of counterfeit fake ministers out there. There's a lot of counterfeit fake Jesus is being taught around the world. But you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If you, yes, you listening, that maybe you don't know which one to exactly listen to, well, have a little talk with Jesus. Amen? Yeah, have a little talk with him, because if you're his sheep, you'll know his voice, and no other voice will you follow. Let's speak life. Let's speak life as we encourage one another in the Lord daily, singing hymns to one another and glorifying God as we pray for all men everywhere. Yes, even our enemies, we pray that God have mercy upon them and that they would be drawn with that sweet Holy Spirit of conviction and come to the realization of the truth that without Jesus Christ, you're in trouble. But with him, oh my God, you're more than a conqueror. Oh my God, with him is the blessings and the promises from Genesis all the way through to Revelation, the New Jerusalem coming down. My God, you need Jesus today. If you haven't got him, get him. I mean, today is the day of salvation. This is the appointed and acceptable time. Don't run away from the Lord, but run to him. Listen, as he called the disciples, they didn't know much at all. Amen. They were unlearned. According to the world, they were just fishermen. But Jesus says, follow him and he'll make you fishers of men. You want to see souls won? You want to see the body of Christ growing? Amen. Then just uplift Jesus. If we uplift him, he'll draw all men nigh unto himself. It's all about Jesus right here at GND All Gospel Radio. Amen. There's no gloom and doom up in here. We're blessed beyond measure. Who's blessed? The people of God, realizing and recognizing that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Amen. So whatever you're facing today, whatever situation, whatever Goliath you're facing or whatever mountain, if you'll speak to it, yes, in the name of Jesus, and if you're applying the word of God, standing on the promises of God, if you have denied yourself, picked up your cross, and following after Jesus, guess what? When you work that faith, amen, nothing's impossible to those that believe. Praise God. Do you believe? I believe. Thank God for the death, burial, and the resurrection of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Be blessed till next time. We look forward to hearing from you. Give us a shout out if you're in the Crossville, Tennessee area tonight at 6:30. Yes, Wednesday. Amen. Today's November the 22nd, Wednesday night at 6:30. We have a worship service here at 94 Robin Court, Crossville, Tennessee, 38571. Come on by and just simply obey the Lord. Amen. There's liberty here at the house of God. Amen. And the people of God are praying that God would just draw you, friend, right here to share the good news. Amen. We love you. Once again, remember the number, 931-229-0768. You get 3 minutes per phone call. That's one way you can help us share the gospel. Amen. The good news. Drop off a prayer request or an uplifting, encouraging Bible verse or parts of your testimony, knowing that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We'd love to hear from you. Come on into the chat room. Tell us about what God's doing in your part of the world. We would love to hear that, letting this lost, hurt, and dying world know that God's not dead, that He's alive, and He is working actively and powerfully in the lives of His people. Amen. It's all on God's time. This is God's day, a new day that the Lord has made. Let us, the people of God, rejoice and be glad in it. We'll see you next time, good Lord willing, right here at GND, All Gospel Radio.